Hey, for those professionals walking across the street with their hair plugs on, their headphones on, and a truck almost pulls up to you and hits you because you're not paying attention and you drop your headphones, check this out. Go to tweakaudio.com. Okay, use the code IDS. You get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty. Okay, do that, and you will be good.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
What's going on, people? This is your man, Big B. Trying once again to get this studio to act right. But enough with that. How are all of you doing out there in IDS land? I am so glad that you are back with us today. Glad that we can share our time with you and you with us. Be anywhere in the world, but you chose to be with us. We thank you for that. We love you for that. And we need you for that. I do not do this show alone, as you all know. I got my crew with me. I have the doctor.
What's up, y'all? I knew he was going to call me as soon as I picked that can up. I was just making sure it was cool. What's up, y'all? Y'all know I'm turned up. Let's do it.
We have the queen.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show. So glad you pushed play. Thanks.
And we have, well, you should know by now. Damn it, Gina.
God damn it, Gina.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Everybody's weekend was...
quick.
Swell.
Sup.
Well,
oh, shit.
My weekend was pretty much. Look, my weekend was like your last weekend. I had to work Saturday, man. And you know what? Okay, I'm gonna cut it short though. I'm not gonna make it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was off Monday for Labor Day.
Okay.
Right? Okay. But I had to work Saturday to make up.
That's some bull.
Isn't it though? Mm-hmm. So I actually didn't have a day off.
No, you didn't.
You know, that's some bullshit, man. I need to call Barack. Queen, I know you got the direct line.
Yes.
Let's get him on the phone before he leaves office.
And we go to break.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. That's not a day off.
No, not really.
But anyway, I'm here doing it. Ready to go.
You have been hoodwinked, my friend.
Oh, man. Bamboozled.
Led astray, run amok.
Ah, Jesus, man.
Any special haps?
No.
I don't think I left the house on Saturday, I don't think.
It was a perfect day to stay in, though. It was all rainy.
I know, right?
Cool. That's right. Maybe that's why.
Mad,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be why.
You know, one thing happened. You know what? There's something that I noticed with me. It seems like, okay, well, you know me, Queen. I have a horrible shoe habit.
Mm-hmm.
And besides the random things that I just pick up, whatever, I seem to find like the dopest tennis shoes But or casuals or hard bottoms.
But dot dot dot.
When it's raining.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say not in your size.
When it's raining and I go to the mall or whatever, I find some amazing shit.
Oh, good for you.
That is good.
Cool, man. So this weekend's amazing shit was a rarity, a diamond in the rough, a one-off, never going to be made again. It's called the Penny Pack, which comes with two pair of Penny Hardaway tennis shoes.
Oh. Mm.
Comes with the originals, and it comes with a remake of the first dopest foamposites that they did.
Okay.
Cool, man.
And it comes together in this one huge box.
Damn.
Both pairs of shoes. So anyway, I was in the store and I was looking, just kind of trying to pick up some random shit.
Whatever, Nike whatever. Store?
Yeah. Okay. Nike outlet.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing this big ass box taking up the whole shelf. And so I was like, at first, when I first glanced at it, I was like, is that a skateboard? I was like, what? I didn't know what it was because I could only see part of it.
Just yeah, that's a big box.
So I was like, shit. I said, I looked at a couple more, walked off, came back. I said, man, I got to see what's in there. When I figured out it was a box, I was like, I got to see what's in there. I opened that thing up, man, and a little bit of skeet came out. I said, these things are dope as shit. But I went to go put it back because I was like, man, I ain't even gonna upset myself with this. So as I put it back, I was like, damn, that shit did look right in my range. Slid it back out. They were my size.
The clouds parted.
And the rest of the skeet came out at that point.
All right, go on, ski, ski.
I had to do it.
Where are they?
Oh, they're upstairs.
Okay.
There's a retired Secret Serviceman standing right beside me.
Oh. Ah. Okay.
Hey, retired, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually going to wear them?
Absolutely. You'll know where I am because you'll see the rose petals in my...
Trying to tell me you're going to levitate like from the door to your car.
You're damn right. Okay. I already ordered what's the little skateboard thing?
The little hover joint?
Yeah, I already ordered that joint. Make sure they don't hit the ground.
All right, Akeem.
Right?
That's what kind of time I'm on.
That's what's up.
Let them wait.
And this is the second time in that store. Remember the last time was the De La Dunks.
Yeah.
Same exact spot I found the same ones. Woo! I haven't worn those either.
No?
No.
Okay.
Two reasons. One, not the right moment. And two, you know what I'm waiting for? This, the finalization of the finalization.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think has been finalized, even though it hasn't been finalized.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You'll wait for summer is going to pass you by, son.
That's all right. There are warm tropical beaches out there awaiting my arrival. I'll go there.
All right.
See. I vow to be on Jay-Z status. I hop an airplane and change the forecast.
Okay, that's what's up.
Right. That's where I'm at right now.
It sounds real smooth.
I work hard. All
right.
Hard the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like some people that complain about working on a Saturday, I work every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Twice on Wednesday, twice on Friday. I guess it in.
That's right.
You know you're talking about you, right?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I know.
Oh, okay. You were in the background co-signing. So I just
agreeing, so we were like, yeah.
Yes. I try to put that.
I'm just waiting for him to wear his helmet to the show so it can all make sense.
Sad for the family, but hey, I had to get my money for the family.
There you go.
Somebody. That's what I do.
That's what I do too.
All right.
I guess it's for the family.
All right. For the family.
Shall we go ahead and start this show?
Let's do it.
Let's start it.
Yes.
Come on, come on, come on. Here we go. My name is Bishop Bullwacker from the First Church, nothing but the truth. Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay, open the door, let them in, turn them loose. First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. That's all right. Thank God for my life.
not insane. Come on, come on, I ain't gonna preach too long. Ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning, hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on, come on, hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no, 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 no. Listen, Sister Edna, Sister Ruth, y'all just make sure that everybody get a seat. Sister Lily may go in the kitchen, cause when I get through, I need to eat. Come on! Fix me collard greens and cornbread and rice, chicken breads, oxtails on the side. That's all right. Deacon Frank, get my dark truck ready, cause when I get through, I need to ride. Deacon Big Rob, count the money, come back, tell me what you raise. I got some people day looking for some blessings, but now God got to get the praise. Woo! There's an old saying, when the praises go up, you get the blessing coming down. Yeah, I got some peoples in the church, huh? They still, they messing around. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no, 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 no. Listen, I got peoples in the church today hugging you. They claim that they love you to death. They'll do that. But time to get home, they on the telephone talking about they can't stand your breath. Yeah, I got peoples in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, drinking vodka, a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer meeting talking about can I get an amen.
Talk to him.
Every Sunday morning, about a quarter, about a half past ten.
Come on.
I got some faggots, got some bull daggers. I got some hoes and dope addicts, they're coming in.
That's right, that's right.
And now they're laying at the altar. They confess the sin, their sin, yeah.
Come on, bitch.
The time you see them Monday morning, doing the same thing again.
Come on.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no, 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 listen. I got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. But they're standing on the corner, rolling blunts, talking about come on and burn. They'll do that. I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down by the knees.
Look at them, look at
talking about that they're looking for a job. When I see them, I say, did a book, please.
That's what they need to
see. All they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Time to see the copper with the bubble top. And they drop the Glock, they wanna run.
Yeah.
And now the sheriff got them locked up. Got them sitting in the county jail.
What now?
Heard the mama, she was crying all night, cause she can't get money for the bill. Now they're mad with the homeboys, cause they didn't put no money in the commissary.
Yeah, yeah.
Be glad you're in the jail, brother man, cause you were short-headed for the cemetery.
That's a fact.
There's an old saying that a hard head make a soft behind.
Yeah, yeah.
But since you did the crime, don't do the time, stop the baby crying. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no, 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 no. Hell no, no. To the no, no. Hell to the no, no.
To the no, 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 no.
Hell to the no, no.
To the no, no, no.
To the no, no, no,
no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no,
no,
to the no, no,
to the no, 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 no,
hell,
to the no, no,
to the no.
Hail to the no, to the no, no, no.
Hail to the no.
Hail to the no.
To the no, no, no.
Hail to the no.
Hail no.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hail no. Hey, yeah.
Hail no.
Yo,
nah.
I gotta give credit to Doctor for that one. He sent that one to us.
That was funny.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Good work, Nah.
Gracias.
Said, broken clock right twice a day, boy.
Okay. Oh, well. All right. All right. Hey, y'all. Chris Brown was in court trying to get custody of his little baby girl, man. Apparently, it really worked. He's going to get the girl 4 days out of the week. Now, from what I'm hearing, though, is the baby's mama has to be present. Now, I don't know. I don't think it's, you know, the whole 4 days that he has the baby or whatever. But anyway, her lawyer, I think her name is Nia or something. Yeah, Nia. Now, her lawyer told Chris that he's got to give up. He had to give up some piss on it. Yeah, he had to do a drug test. So, you know, apparently the drug test haven't come back yet.
A drug test. I thought it was just, you know, like the lawyer had some, you know, freaky fetish or something.
Okay, moving on. Great, great. All right. I appreciate it. I don't know. But anyway, we hope Chris. Okay, all right, real quick. Mm-hmm. Negative or positive?
Uh-oh. What?
I want to hear both of y'all, all of y'all's opinion.
Negative.
Negative?
Negative what? Positive what?
I need to hear it first. Oh,
test.
What he was?
Oh. I'm going to go with positive.
Chris off that alcohol.
I'm going to say because he probably did something to make sure it was positive. I'm going to say positive.
Okay, we got two positives and a negative.
What was yours?
I'm going to say
it. He knows the answer.
Right. True.
I'm gonna go with negative. Just because, I mean, you know.
Good job.
That's my boy. That's my boy and everything, you know. And I think he's trying to be on a straight and narrow.
But oh, so you don't know the answer?
No, I don't.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
no one knows. No one knows the answer yet.
That was a fucking time.
Oh. No one knows the answer yet. Okay.
I thought we was actually stepping up on the sauces and shit.
I'm gonna change my answer to negative. I guess we won't find out till next week.
Nah, nobody knows the answer yet.
We won't find out next week. Unless we research it.
Anyway, moving on. Goddamn. Okay. Moving on down the story. Goddamn.
Go ahead and put a reminder on your calendar.
Okay, we'll do that in 30 days. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, but the judge gave them 12 days, you know, to come up with some kind of terms, you know, as far as the baby's, thing. But if not, you know, it's going to be a full-blown trial. Yeah, to be scheduled. So
you gonna talk about the money?
The money? Well, what money?
Child support? Like she asked for something like what, $11,000-$12,000, some crazy ass number. She getting like $2,500 a month?
Okay. Wow. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't have that in the notes. So
I'm wondering why does she have to be present for him to spend time with his own child.
Well, I guess because, you know,
if it's six lines past the headline. It won't.
I think it's because, like, you know, he lives like a crazy lifestyle.
Right.
I mean, he may change it for the baby, but he was, you know, letting, like, you know,
groupies and shit on the tour.
Right.
Bus.
Gang bangers and shit hang out with him. And damn, my dad just sound real old.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think, you know what,
I don't think he'll be doing a gangbang in front of his baby.
But he was gang members is what I really should have said.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. Damn, that sounds old.
That's a big difference.
No, not really.
Bangers. I was thinking
it's the same
else.
Thing.
Same thing. But I mean,
it's the same thing.
Multiple.
Gang banger.
No, not gang. Okay. Gang.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, he's doing that on a bus?
Maybe. But that's not what I said.
That note, he needs to have supervision.
I mean, he did say group, something about groupies, so.
There you go.
Maybe.
That's why, yeah.
But that is not what I said.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm back.
Somebody needs to get some.
But you know what, though? I think ever since, you know, Chris found out that was his baby, I think he's been a little bit more of an adult, a little bit more responsible when it comes to the baby.
Now, how much do you think is, you know, his being what you just said, being responsible and all that, versus if I have custody of the child, it cuts down on how much I have to give her?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, you know, of course he wants
to
take
it. So is it really responsible or is it just saving face or saving finance?
I think it's being responsible. I do.
So
I mean, because
so do you think if she said, "Chris, I ain't gonna bother you for no money, or I ain't even gonna bother you, I ain't even gonna say nothing about this kid," he'd still be doing what he's doing?
I think so. I mean, you see that baby? That baby is cute as hell. She's adorable. Yeah.
See, that's the point.
That's why I think,
make.
And that's his
if
first.
If you go up to Upper Marlboro, the hallway's flooded with a whole bunch. Look just like that. With niggas across the hall talking about, fuck that bitch, I ain't me. And then 30 minutes later, they talking about, they don't even make that much.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if he had to, Chris could afford to pay what she asked for. But that's not the point. But
who wants it? I mean,
who would want to do that? Especially when you know a baby don't need that much money.
I think Chris knows that's his baby.
I think they had a test.
Yeah, we're not.
I mean, before the test. You know, but when you see, I mean, you know, come on now. Most dudes probably deny their kids because they know they can't afford it, even though they know that's their
kid. I think it's some job time suckers,
and they suck.
Right. Or they take it out on the mom.
Right.
And the best way to get to the mom, they don't want to deal with the mom,
so they abandon the kid.
Right.
But I think when Chris saw the baby and was like, damn, that looks like me. You know, and
when his advisor said you're looking at about $25,000-$30,000 a month.
Okay, well, everybody doesn't think like you, Brian.
I'm just giving devil's advocate.
Okay, but can I finish talking, though? I appreciate that, though. Absolutely. If I can finish my diagnosis, because this is my segment.
I can dig it.
Okay, and how much money was the child support? Okay. But anyway, I think Chris just said, okay, that's my baby. I know that's my baby. And, you know, I want to take care of it. I want to do the best that I can for it. And I think that's this whole thing. You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the case. For the baby's sake.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to a sadder note. A rest in peace goes out to NBA legend Moses Malone, nicknamed Chairman of the Board. He died Sunday morning at the age of 60. And he was found unconscious in his hotel room. 13-time All-Star, 3-time MVP, considered one of the best centers in the NBA. Okay, introduced into the Hall of Fame in 2001. So rest in peace goes out to Moses Malone, his family and friends. Yeah, be strong.
From the IDS family.
Okay, hey, check this out. I don't know if y'all heard it or not. But Celebrity Apprentice. Y'all know who's going to be the next host? I mean, the next, you know.
Yeah, I watched DMZ too.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to run it down real quick. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the next celebrity host on Celebrity Apprentice. Okay, we're going to see how that shit going to work out. If you're going to be able to understand what the fuck Arnold's talking about. You know, but that's gonna be pretty good. I thought y'all might wanted to know that. Yeah, but anyway, Arnold's gonna be sitting at Donald Trump's next what is it called? The debate, the Republican debate. It's gonna be held at Ronald Reagan Library, and Arnold's gonna be front row.
Wow!
So we're gonna see how that shit's gonna work out.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say.
That's what he's going
to
say.
Hey, y'all tell me something. Sanaa Lathan and French Montana. What y'all think?
Hell no.
As a couple.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I hope not.
Please no.
They say opposites attract.
That's too opposite? Yeah, I mean, I think so.
He looked dirty.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay, dirty. Anyway, so now I confirm that they are dating.
Oh.
So, I don't know. French must got something going on.
Maybe she like dirty.
Is that what it is?
I think that's it.
Okay. Didn't he used to mess with one of the Kardashians?
Mm-hmm. And, who else? Trina.
Ah. Maybe dude got it going on or something. Maybe literally. Smooth or something. Yeah. You know, but there's a lot of hating going on in the media. They saying, like, you know, French Montana, you know, he hasn't made that many records and he's on his way down. And, you know, Sanaa shouldn't mess with him and all kinds of stuff like that. And then some of the dudes saying, look, dude took a shot. You know, if she like him, why you hating on it?
Pretty much, yeah. I guess.
So, well.
I guess, girl.
Well, there you go. There you go. Okay. Moving on. Oh, yeah. Diddy marked the 19th anniversary of Tupac Shakur's death yesterday. The messed up how was it? What about it was? Yeah, I fucked the whole thing up.
You did.
Alright, that's all right. Okay, I'm gonna watch how smooth I move on with
you
it.
Do it.
Okay, now you know he has the Revolt TV channel. He did the Notorious B.I.G. trilogy type of thing on the same day that Tupac was murdered. A lot of people didn't like that shit.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. They were saying it's a bad thing, you know, as far as his programming on the Revolt channel or whatever it is. But I ain't never seen that channel. I don't really know what goes on there, but people don't like that shit. But
yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, it was in bad taste just across the board.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hey, he did. But I don't know. We'll see how long that channel's gonna last. I don't know.
Or how long he's gonna last on the channel.
Well, he owns that whole Revolt thing. That's his channel, period.
He sucked.
But I never really seen any other programming, what kind of, you know, shows and stuff that he has on there. So, I don't know. Even though he made that mistake.
He still sucked.
It may still, okay. Well, there you go. Oh, well, anyway, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a lot of more coming up, Nene.
Yeah.
Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Queen A.
Hey, yo.
Just for people that are on my Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
I put a post up saying that I will not be addressing fakes, phonies, and frauds.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Oh, God.
I only address people that are loyal to home base.
Oh, boy.
So all of the fake, phony, frauds, please stop posting shit on my page.
They came out of the woodworks, huh?
Mm-hmm. Show your birth certificate. I'm doing straight Donald Trump this year. Show birth certificate or driver's license.
Uh-oh.
You can blur it out the pertinent information. I just need to see the state. It's all information in your picture.
That don't mean anything, though.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, for my purposes, it means everything. That's all I need. And I'll address you then.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned. We'll be giving you an update on the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show. Where they go deep. So bring a snorkel, my brother.
Queen,
yo.
Remember the days where I would get that DJ Tourette's and just drop a set in the middle of the show?
You haven't done that in a long time.
In a long time. And I had like some deep DJing conversations on Friday and Saturday. Hmm. And just the bug sort of came back.
Okay.
I don't know. Definitely pray. Maybe not today, but something's coming.
That's good. And put it out separate.
Maybe a little gift for the listeners.
That would be kind.
Listeners, email your man, Big B. Let him know what kind of set I should do. I can let you know right now. Ratchet is out the picture. It's not gonna happen. I just don't go that direction. All right. So welcome back to the In Deep Show.
Welcome.
Your man, Big B. Got a Doc Queen Damagina. Queenie.
Yo.
What have you?
Just want to give some shout outs. One, I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Angela Davis for her donation. So kind of you, girl. really appreciate that.
All right.
And I wanted to give a shout out also to Donnell Lee. I put a post up and he shared the post. I thought that was really sweet. And he's done that more than once, actually. In the same vein, I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Rashani and also Stone El Terrible for sharing the show. I really appreciate that. We appreciate that.
All right.
Yes.
I'm El Rashani. Big shout outs, my brothers.
And this is going to be some feedback from.
This is.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my. Oh, look at me. I messed up. I took ownership.
I confused you before we started.
Yeah, you did, but I take ownership.
Some of it. I'm eating a little bit.
I take ownership on that. My bad.
Before we get into that feedback.
Sorry.
I have to acknowledge something.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to acknowledge the. That black love.
Oh, it was
that
nice thing.
Black love. Listen.
A special thing.
I don't know about where y'all were, but here in the DMV area, it was a gloomy, rainy Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was only matched by an equally beautiful Sunday. So to me, those are like two things that just pull the love right out you.
Ouch. What is that?
O-U-T-C-H-E-A. Hyphen Y-A. Ouch.
Oh, ouch. Oh, I forgot the sorry.
So.
Oh, that was ouch here.
Because you figure the gloomy Saturday, you know, you just want to be all just on the bunned up status with your little boo-boo and bun-bun and whatever. Mm-hmm. You're doing your thing and all that good stuff.
Work.
And then on a beautiful day, you just want to be out, just absorbing. It wasn't hot. It was just perfect.
Mm. Yeah,
agree.
And anyway, perfect. So far, the people that have sent it, if y'all haven't seen it, go to the IDS page. If you are not a member of the IDS page, do that. Do we hit that 5 yet? We keep hovering up and down.
Right. I'm like, what in all the fucks?
Be that 500th person. Queen may send you something. I'm not going to promise nothing because that's on Queen's time, but be the 500th person.
And she shipping
may,
money?
She may send me something. I got that.
Okay.
So.
Free shipping.
Yes, please feel free to be the.
33% off.
Right. We'll send you some tweaked audio.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding. We'll send you something cute.
Uh-huh. I got something.
You getting misty already?
I'm serious. I'm trying to keep this shit together.
Suck that one tear back.
On the rails. Man. I'm trying to keep this together. First and foremost, the man, the dude, the king, Brent Harper.
Those pictures
wow.
were so damn cute.
Wow. That was some dope shit. Black love at its finest. That's incredible. Hold on, let me see here. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to make a little adjustment here. Technology's a bitch. I'm sorry. So, yeah. Brent Harper's definitely.
1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
Then we had BTG.
BTG.
Now.
And the Mafia.
BTG sent a little video montage.
Okay. Wow. You know, he posted twice.
Yeah, I saw that before, but it doesn't matter. He got it in there.
Yeah, it was that
and
was
he got it in there where we needed our people to see that. Mm-hmm. And then I damn sure didn't mind seeing it. Let me tell you something. My man BTG, I fuck with him so much about, you know, his situation and what have you, man. Right. But I'm gonna tell you something. The black love that's coming from that household is dope as shit, and I just hope it becomes infectious. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, man.
So that's dope. So yeah. Sox McLaughlin, you definitely are.
L-O-V-E.
Cool, man.
Sir Sox a lot.
Right. Then we have the Blue Light Special himself. Mr. Kmart. Man, I didn't know if K was going to throw it in or not. Actually, I didn't know. First of all, going back to socks. Do you think he figured out that he was the subject of Hood Times last week?
Did you get any feedback about it?
Well, you know how he is.
Then I don't think he realized that.
No, he didn't give you any feedback.
Sometimes he's tardy for the party.
Sometimes.
Realize.
He might have to go back. He might be like, wait, the goddamn...
After this show, he's gonna go back.
Right.
I figured Kmart was gonna hit him up and be like, "Nigga, did you? Are they talking about?"
I don't even remember what was it about.
Remember, Aroma was having love issues, you know, and Junior was telling her just fake a whole relationship.
My boy and Callie,
sort of like his boy and
you
Callie.
Never seen his right. family yeah. or something like that. Right. So, yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even pick that up.
If he didn't know, he knows it now.
I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't even connect.
When I first started reading it, I was like, oh, I know exactly. Yeah, I started laughing before I even started saying the lines.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
No doubt. But anyway, not to disturb your moment, my man, Blue Special himself, Mr. Kmart. Oh, he sent us some nice ones.
He did.
He sent.
So cute.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna make a big nigga cry, and I ain't gonna do it on this show. But don't worry about that shit. There's tears on my bamboo floors. Just know that. So yeah, definitely my man Kmart is
beautiful. 1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
And last but not least, now this one here, I hoped for, but I didn't expect.
Right.
Because. I know he's been dealing with, you know, family stuff with his son and school, and work has been just sending him from one part of the equator to another. And for the fact that he was able to get something in, that one I think was the one that in the fucking mall kind of pushed me over the edge, and I was like, let me dip into this bathroom real quick.
Get yourself a tissue.
I had to get my shit together in there, you know what I'm saying? My man Chaz. Wow. Black MNFN love at its finest.
Totally cute.
That is dope, 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 dope ass.
1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
Love
you.
Listen, it's not too late.
You know what? Before we move on, can I say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was super dope that all the men posted pictures of their loves.
All the who?
All the men. Mm. And I was like, wait a minute. Refresh. Ladies, where are you? Like,
how about that?
How come I didn't see any women posting pictures with their boyfriends or husbands or significant other or partner or whatever you want to call it. I was like, what? What's up with all the dudes?
Mm-hmm. And R. Kelly's in town this week, isn't he? Or has it already passed?
You are asking the wrong person. Look that way. I don't.
Okay.
I don't care about. I mean,
I think he's in town this weekend.
That little clip though is dope. But I'm like, yeah, what the. I know people that are in relationships. Where are your pictures? Can you add them, please?
Hey, yeah.
You know what? Somebody hit me with something. And I said that I wasn't going to address it. I was just going to let the listeners handle it however they saw fit.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm going to address it.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to address it.
Okay.
So, someone pointed out, and I don't know why they focused, I guess, literally on the exact words that came out of my mouth, that they didn't send something in because their union is not technically two black people loving on each other. Don't overthink this,
no,
people.
Man.
Don't overthink this, man.
That's like saying all lives matter. Okay.
Right.
We know Black Lives Matter. We know all lives matter, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, come on, tomato, tomato. It's a black person. So, how about this love, man? Just that, goddamn, does that make you feel better?
People, okay, fine. I dig it. I'm on this moment, and if you don't understand why I'm on this moment, it's because in my travels, in parts of the communities that I frequent, black love is not the most prevalent thing in the news, in the media. It's not the most prevalent thing. So yes, when I see it, it moves me. But just because your union may not be 100% black, doesn't mean don't send something in.
One of our favorite couples is Janella.
I mean,
the Janella couple.
Hello, people.
There you go.
Y'all overthinking this love. It's just, wow. Don't overthink it. Don't ruin this moment. You know what I'm saying? Don't ruin my moment. I'm really moved. You know what I'm saying? Yes, anyway, my fucking voice is cracking. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see some women posting pictures.
Y'all women.
Anyway.
Y'all.
I mean, whatever. I mean, it. You don't want to share your love with us?
Yeah.
You don't want us to talk about you and on the show and play that little L-O-V-E R. Kelly joint? Is that is that what this is about?
L-O-V-E.
I say we let Damn It Gina sing it, but that's just me. Sing it, Gina.
1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
See, there you go.
Okay.
That, yep. I like that one better. I like that version.
Thank you, all right. Queen.
But can you do the next part, though?
No.
Come on, do it. Ready?
1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
Love
you.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta add the yodel part on it.
Yeah, no.
You can do it. You can do it.
I got the L-O-V-E, and that's pretty much it. I'm not even going to attempt the rest.
I'll tell you what.
I got you.
You start, and me and Mark will try to finish.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Without the rest of it? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Okay, wait, what is it? Play one more time.
1, 2, 3, L-O-V-E.
Love
you.
Now, hold on.
You have to move your neck.
Doc, which part you want?
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, shit. I mean, how are you going to ask?
Just pick one.
Let him do the end.
I do the end.
You want to do the end? You sure?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I can do the end, the middle.
He was like, all of it.
Yeah. that's what I was waiting for. I'll do the whole thing. Just let me do the whole thing.
Let him do the, if he remembers, because let's see if he remembers.
Just create
you do the end.
So he remembers. What you going to do?
Direct. I'm going to clap.
There you go.
If y'all get this okay, right.
Okay, let's do it. Clap forward, nigga. All right, we're going to catch everybody off guard.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so everybody has a part.
So when you get pointed to, when I point to Gina, you start it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
How about that? That shit could come in the middle of one finger, two finger. You don't know when it's coming.
Oh, man.
Ooh, sorry, I laughed right in the mic. Sorry
it's
about that.
My love moment.
Sorry about that.
Be way too long. I'm gonna forget what the words were, but okay.
Right, I know. So, Rhett.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll come at the end.
Damn it, Gina.
Yes, Queen.
Can you start us off on the feedback?
Oh my gosh, I so can. Okay, so the first feedback is from.
You gonna tell them what it is about first? Remember last week?
Mm-hmm. The first feedback is from Kmart, and it is in reference to the topic from last week.
Which
about
was?
These skis bride. I mean, we didn't title it that, but Kmart did. I like that, the skis bride. So, yes. Okay. Now, Kmart said that, man, talk about pulling a switcheroo. I'm putting all the blame on her and her friends, but mostly her, because she allowed one night of being a skis bag to influence her decision to postpone the wedding. One thing I didn't hear or the guys didn't tell us is how close the wedding was. So I'm guessing it's a few weeks to a couple of months away. But one thing I believe Queen said is that he has to sit her down, make sure that this is what she wants to do, because they will be losing deposit money. Family and friends have to be notified, so forth and so on. But the dude may have dodged a bullet.
Because if she's going to leave after just one night of having drunk dudes complimenting her, then she is truly dumber than a box of rocks. Even that's being too nice. Most women have missed out on a great chance when they have their knight in shining armor but decide to chase a dummy in tinfoil. I like it.
Now, one thing, I'm no wedding planner here, but usually isn't your bachelor party or your bachelorette party like a day or two before the wedding?
Yep. Yeah. Normally. It's right before, normally. Yeah.
And that's what she was out on. She was out on her bachelorette party, according to his letter. So.
I don't know what the problem is.
That's a lot to tell your mama and daddy you ain't getting married because you went out. Yeah.
You know what, though? Queen, I know you got some feedback you got to get to, but I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear either A, the bullshit lie, or B, the reaction of her mom or dad or parents.
Right.
From her telling them the reason why she's calling this wedding off.
And if I was him, I would love to be there. So I can be like, bitch, that is not how it went down. I'm going to tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. Shame the devil.
Wow. All right. Quinny?
Okay. This feedback is from Chaz. Speaking of Chaz. Black love. Okay. He says, after looking at all the angles, it is my belief that this is how things went down.
I need to get this CSI music.
Right. Her bridesmaids took the conservative and maybe meek bride out to a festive location well outside her normal experience and comfort zone. Code word, Lady Strip Club. To see private male only review. It was there she met and interacted with the ridiculous Dr. Dickenstein, Mr. Meatpacker, and the man with the 10-inch tongue. With her conservative lifestyle, she probably was exposed to maybe one or two men ever sexually in her life, and then she realized that she didn't have to settle for for cocktail wiener when she could get filled to the brim by a major league hitter. Faced with a lifetime diet of Vienna sausage, she opted to find that new man who could fill her newfound image of a well-endowed male. Maybe it was being flipped forcefully. I have seen this happen. Flipped forcefully upside down by the muscle-bound Mr. Ridiculous as her bridesmaid cheered her on. Shallow? One-sided? Yes. But when you are faced for the first time with options to make a game-changing upgrade, it may be time to assess and reconsider. To the groom, consider this a blessing, and don't worry about who to blame. You just dodged a shallow chick. Be thankful. That was very imaginative.
And you know, the only thing I would want to add to that incredible feedback is... I pray that those are made-up names and are not from experience.
Right.
Wednesday night show.
Which one are you, Chaz?
You know, Chaz.
You have many lives.
I know.
He do be hopping on a plane every other weekend.
Mr. Ridiculous. Dr. Dickenstein. Oh, my. Mr. Meatpacker. So that's man with the 10-inch tongue. Which one are you, Chaz?
Man, Meatpacker and the 10-inch tongue. Good Lord.
I think those are different people.
Yeah, different people.
No, I think it's all the same person.
I know you want that to be the same person.
It is very possible that it's the same person.
That's why your name is Dan Regina.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
Oh, my. Okay. So, we have follow-up feedback from no other than Kmart. And
one,
this
two, three, L-O-V-E.
Love, ooh, ooh, ooh. She did not say ooh, ooh, ooh. What the fuck was that?
I was adding.
Ad-libbing.
Exactly.
It sounded more like a painful shit.
Whatever. Really? Really? I was adding.
Doc, how's that in the part supposed to sound?
Anyway,
what?
So.
Oh, gosh. You forgot already?
Nah.
What? He just asked you how was it supposed to sound.
I was doing something over here. I was moving
the wire. I mean, the hell with the show that we doing right over here.
What was the question?
How was it supposed to sound?
Hello, V.E.
The ending part.
The end part.
Oh. There you go. Closing it.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. I don't think
it sounded good, though, didn't it? Shit.
It did. But, anywho.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I thought it was awesome. So, moving on. This is additional feedback from Kmart. And this is in reference to, those DC Cowboy fans. Oh, how B loves to talk about them. So it says, hey, IDS fam, I got the funniest call from my cousin yesterday who lives in Baltimore/DC area at Andrews Air Force Base. Before I could get hello out, he said, I can't stand those DC area cowboy fans. I must have laughed so hard because B was going in about that last week. At first, I didn't think it was that bad because coming from him, and he isn't even a Skins fan, but he said that they are obnoxious as hell. He's from LA and he hates Lakers, but he would rather sit with a group of Lakers fans after a championship, than to deal with these idiotic DC Cowboy bandwagoners. I like that word, bandwagoners. That made my day right there. Just wanted to give B some more ammunition. Lots of love. Have a blessed day. Hey, Mark.
So, hold on a minute. He said I went in on the Cowboys fans last week?
You play that cricket that song?
What?
You were really harsh.
I don't listen.
Last week.
You forgot.
I. Anyone that doesn't know, okay, on my Facebook page, I said that I'm only acknowledging authentic fans this year. Okay? If you are a DMV cowboy, if you are a refugee cowboy, a refugee whatever.
Shout out to Diego.
Okay?
Yeah.
You are not worth my time or energy to acknowledge.
Then play this song.
Okay?
Play it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Cricket.
Did you just roll your eyes at me?
Yang.
Gee, willikers.
I don't even know what Batman. You're talking about.
Right. Wowzers.
Fuck that. Fuck the motherfucking right. Cowboys. Yeah.
Sure. You looked a little.
But I'm going to put a new ending on that song.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go. Shit.
And the Eagles, too.
Damn it.
The game over?
We'll be updating the game shortly.
All right.
Is there anything else?
That's it.
Okay, so we have a little bit more feedback. I'm going to try to get this in before.
Really?
Feedback. All right. So this is this week's feedback.
Hi, IDS family. Just called to say big ups to last week's show. And all you loyal Redskins fans who still focus on B's comment for last week, I just want to say, we gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. Well, I'm out. This is from Consistent Caller. Talk to you soon, guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
I'm gonna have to drink with consistent caller.
Queen.
Literally, they're
queen.
I'm just going to need a beverage with her one time, which will lead to like 10. So I already feel that in my soul.
Now you know me. I get caught up in shit. Is that the first person that gave themselves their own show nickname?
You know, I noticed that. I was like,
but it's cool it though. I like it.
I'm not taking away from it.
All good.
Consistent caller.
Mm-hmm. All good.
Consistent caller. I need on next week's feedback. I just need you to know, am I allowed to play the bloopers and the outtakes?
Don't do it.
Please don't.
Please, no. Nope.
I wonder
where consistent caller lives. Do you know anybody?
I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know. Capitol Heights, Greenbelt, or something. I'm not.
Oh,
sure.
So DMV.
Yeah, in the DMV.
Maybe one day consistent caller could.
But you know what though? Let's not gloss over.
No. Mark said, "Uh-uh."
You afraid she's gonna out? Only one.
You afraid she's gonna outdrink you?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I might not have a spot on the show anymore.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Hello, ideas.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
But let's not gloss over one part of what Miss Consistent Caller talked about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she said something about, for all y'all motherfuckers coming for me for my comments about the man RG.
Did she say it like that?
I don't know if she said it quite.
Like, give or take a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's throw a motherfucker.
But that's not even what's important.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, don't come for me whether you are authentic or not. I ain't gonna do this too much today, y'all.
I mean, there's no need in responding because you're not going to respond to him anyway, right? So
I'm just saying that was for Miss Consistent Caller.
There you go.
All right,
he's just saying
Miss Consistent Caller is authentic.
All the Eagles.
Or she's a defender of Big B. Either one, you're good. All right. So I have uno presento batrio. So I have to get this out rapido. If I can find it. Oshito.
Did you say Oshito?
Mojito?
Oshito in the mojito.
Oh.
And ideas.
I prefer a caipirinha.
Feedback. And my phone's gonna cut off.
Hey, y'all wanna hear a joke? All right, check this out.
Mark the dog
wild. Look, a drunk man went into a liquor store, right?
Oh, boy.
And he bought a pint of liquor. He put it in his back pocket. Okay? So he come out the liquor store. And he's going down the steps. And he falls down. And he feels something wet in his back pocket. He said, oh, Lord, I hope that's blood.
Damn.
Well, all right.
Thank you. He's here every Monday, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, don't forget to
tip your servers.
Yay.
Hey. All right. Two winos were standing on the corner.
Oh, boy. Okay. Why is this all drinky?
I don't know. Because I'm drunk.
Proceed.
Keep it real.
Nah, really, though. I didn't have a...
You just won
a joke for that one.
I was
trying to. Y'all got
standing on the corner.
Yeah. I have nothing.
Okay, all right. Check this out. An old man and his grandson. They sit on the pier. They fishing. All right. So, the grandfather says, "Hey, son, how you feeling today?" You know, the grandson says, "I'm feeling good." You know, he's like, "All right, we're gonna catch some fish today." I say, "Okay, yeah, you know, we're gonna catch some fish." Okay. So the grandson, he goes into his little lunchbox and pull out a cookie, right? So grandfather said, "Hey boy, give me one of them cookies." And the grandson says, "No, granddaddy, because you know you don't have any teeth. You know, had dentures or what do you call them? The replacement things in your teeth." Okay. Anyway. You ready?
It's your goddamn story or joke.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were just making up the episode you went along.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was.
Okay, so there's no
ending. I was trying to buy you some time.
You were hoping he was going to cut you off.
I sure was.
Okay.
See, just when you expected him to
I'm the boys.
Doing all
right. I'm trying to buy Yay. Him some time. Y'all needed to give me the signal.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Okay, girl.
That was interesting.
Was it? Was it?
I'm just saying. Was trying it? To be nice.
Okay.
What? Oh my. Trying to be nice.
Woo. All right. So today's feedback. Well, today's, I don't know if it's not feedback.
Questiones.
Today's letter to the IDS crew.
Oh boy.
I have been dating this young lady. On and off now for over 7 years.
Wow. That's still dating?
In the beginning, our relationship was tight. We had problems on and off. And from that point on, we decided to date on and off. Throughout the time of our dating, my girlfriend wasn't working, or she had menial jobs, which pretty much left everything to fall back on me in terms of us going out, going on vacation, going on dates. Whatever it was, it pretty much fell back on me. So, recently, Scroll up. Recently, she has just gotten a very prominent job in the government. One that could potentially pay her six figures.
Nice.
When I reached out to her about how things were, she made sure to mention that things were good with her and her boo, or her bae.
Bitch, what?
I'm sorry, what?
In my response to her, I also made sure that I pointed out was that I'm glad that things are good with your, I guess, new relationship. To which she said, "Thank you very much." I let it ride for a couple of days and then finally had to ask her, why did she feel the need to make sure that she put that information out there? In the past, every time we talked, no matter what our situations were, as our relationships were on again and off again, we always felt compelled to try to work it out between us. Somehow I feel that now that she has her own income, this is what she needs to move on. I can't help but feeling that I have been used this entire time. IDS fam, what do you think?
Let's see. Wouldn't necessarily say you were being used. Clearly you have a good heart, and you know, there was some love there. And I think you should look at it from the perspective of you know, just a good guy. She was in a position where she needed some assistance, and you know, because you were in a relationship with her, so I don't think you should look at it as you were being used. I just think you were in love. And I think that was awesome that you, you know, helped take care of her, for lack of a better term. And move on. I mean, I think it's pretty shitty now that she's doing well. She has found a new relationship and she don't need you. I think that part sucks. But, you know, I would just take the L and move on and find somebody that can match you. Job-wise, heart-wise, relationship. And don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad about what you did for her. And keep it moving.
I think I'm pretty spot on where Queen is. You know, I always say, don't change who you are. You're who you are for a reason. I'm sure besides her, you have a lot more, and I'd even dare to say a lot better things going on in your life. I would focus my attention on that. Take away from those moments that you had with her. Take the fun times that you had out of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there were probably moments where you kind of, like you said, if you feel at this point that you feel somewhat used, I'm sure throughout the on again and off again situations, there may be times that you might have felt used then. But clearly there was something there that was good enough times that made you come back, whether it was the good times, whether it was good sex, whatever it is, something good came out of that situation. And I would say you're not going to get that money back. You're not going to get your time back. So move forward and focus. And I mean, if you have to fulfill the, I guess, sort of cynical side of this, just look at her and be like, nigga, you upgraded her. You got her to where she is because you know, I mean, not saying that it may be true, but I mean, if you wasn't, keeping her on the straight now, who says she would have got to where she's going? I don't know. Whatever. That's if you have to take that from it. But I wouldn't even give it that energy. Just move on.
There you go.
Hey, last thing I would say is...
Yes.
I know this bride that just called a wedding off. If you want, I can forward you her information.
Don't you do it.
I mean,
don't
do it. You want to talk about saving some money? There's reservations and shit already made. You can save you a whole bunch of loot.
I wonder what would happen if he went to her. I mean, 7 years on and off is a long time. To her and said, will you marry me? Like, what would happen?
She probably would say no. I'm coming from a different perspective. I just wonder, in 7 years, maybe she just got to a point where it was time for her to move on. Maybe it had nothing to do with the financial aspect and the trips and what they did. Maybe it was just time for her to go in another direction. He clearly, or maybe they both, weren't moving forward in the relationship. And maybe she decided that she wanted something a little more serious, that had a little more promise, instead of an on-again, off-again kind of relationship. So that's number one. And number two, he seems to be a little focused on the trips and the money and so forth and so on. And who's to say that she was, you know, a culprit in this situation? If you guys were dating and that's what you decided to do, is what you decided to do. Another question is, how did he make her feel while she was down? When she was down and working these menial jobs, what he perceived as being menial, and now that she's moved up, even though he's taking her somewhere and he went on a trip, we went on a cruise, we went to Jamaica, whatever we did, that doesn't necessarily mean that he was treating her from an emotional standpoint properly. It's like, oh yeah, you ain't got no money, so I guess I gotta pay for it. It just depends on how he was presenting it. Maybe that plays a factor as well in how she was treated and her decisions to say, you know what, I'm moving on across the board. We don't really know.
I would agree with one, that alternative point of view.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will disagree with is if she was just so hurt by him making her feel some kind of way about the fact that he has to pay for something, maybe you shouldn't took your ass on the trips and just said, you know what, no, I'm good. I'll sit at home and eat my tuna fish sandwiches.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, being flossed out and being all of that.
Well, maybe also when he addressed it, you know, sometimes you will tolerate certain things because you care about somebody. You will put up with certain things. And who's to say she didn't address it? Who's to say she didn't say, you know what, you make me feel this kind of way when you do these things and you make me feel bad because of where I am. And he's like, oh, baby, it's not like that. You know,
I feel that if she had that conversation with him, that we wouldn't have this letter, because he wouldn't feel, if they had that conversation, he wouldn't feel so lost as to, you know, damn, that's fucked up. You know, now that you have money, you gone.
Men and women are
I think it would be more self, I think it would be self-explanatory to him why she's not there if they had that conversation.
I don't necessarily think so. We view things differently. It's very possible we as in men and women view things differently. And the on again, off again, it happens so frequently according to your to the feedback or to the information. It's very possible that that was a part of why they kept being on again and off again. Maybe it had something to do with the treatment. Maybe it didn't. But there's a reason why it kept being on and off and on and off.
What would you say if I were to say, what, both of them could have brought baggage to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
What about if the on and off again had to maybe do with the perceived grass being greener somewhere else, i.e., oh, it looks like more money's over here, so I'm going to roll over here and find out, oh, that's not a good situation, let me go back to good old reliable.
It's very possible, but it's possible on both ends. It's also possible that he was looking in a different direction too, like, oh, you know what, she's this and this other girl is that, right, and she has more money and I don't have to worry about this stuff with her, and that's the off. And then the on is, well, she doesn't make me feel like this girl does, and she doesn't do this like this girl does, and that's the on. So it could be either way. It could be the female or it could be the male. It could be one or the other.
And with it being now agreed upon that it can go either way, mm-hmm. and they could have those two scenarios. Again, you know, if it's a situation where, okay, now that I have something to bring to the table, why not see if things are equal and balanced? Let's give it a try as a what's the catchphrase nowadays, equally yoked couple.
Evenly yoked.
Evenly, equally, even, equal.
Who's to say that they didn't? Equally. Who's to say that, from a biblical term, it's evenly yoked? Who's to say
is
that
even
they...
even different than equal?
I mean, they're basically the same.
Oh, okay.
Who's to say that they didn't? We're only getting
his I understand.
Like
I'm just keeping the conversation going.
I'm like, damn. That's what... It's like I always wish we could get the other person's story too, mm-hmm. you know, or their side. Like I always wish we could do that. You should email him and be like, tell her to email us at.
Ooh, that would be. You know, that would be awesome.
I'm just saying.
All you can do is say fuck you. I'm gonna start listening to Astronauts now.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, how about two? Come be in. Zoinks.
I don't want to share this space with her. I'm going to the astronauts.
I hate her.
Right.
No. I mean, not saying that you don't listen to the astronauts, man. I just love them, so I like to say their names every time I can.
Yeah.
Hi! Aaron. And other three people that don't know who we are.
Well.
Except when Aaron says it, I have to keep reminding you of who we are.
Awkward. Anywho, are you going to answer this question, or are you going to keep closing your eyes?
No, I don't have an answer. I'm falling asleep. To be honest with you, I don't have an answer.
That's beautiful for the listeners to hear.
Yay!
I'm tired. I am.
All right. So, should we ask for the other side of that coin?
I think we should.
Why not?
Do you think he'll give it to us?
He may not, but...
He may. he may want some answers himself. Like, he may not have gotten an opportunity to really, because he didn't want to seem, you know, kind of soft and whatever. So he may have just kind of put it out there a little bit, like, hey, you know, what's going on?
All right, Mr. Listener. Damn it, Gina has requested that you forward this question to your mate and ask that she sends in her feedback.
Well, you don't have to send her everything. But, I mean, she might listen before she sends her feedback. But if she doesn't, just be like, hey, these people at the Indeep Show want to know the fuck happened. You should tell them.
You just did.
There you go.
There you go, sir. Get on it.
Plan.
Queen and Damn Gina want to know what the fuck happened. Don't put Big B in this. I got no.
You don't want to know?
I got no.
You
want to
know.
Come on now.
You know you how y'all women like to gang up against me.
Whatever. From her perspective.
And that motherfucking Big B, he ain't shit because.
Okay, boy.
It's his version, her version, and then the truth.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
There you are.
Mm-hmm. You know what? First and foremost, I would do if I were you. Before you ask that question, go to the IDS page and post a picture of the two of you, so at least we can have you in the
1, 2, 3 L-O-V-E.
I mean, you know, and then you can do what Queen and Damagina said.
Or not.
Yeah, she may be like, hell.
Okay, so.
Anyway.
Just going around the room one time. With what we know, and this is just limited information from what he sent, do you feel, are you leaning towards the side of shorty might be shady or dude's just butthurt? Damn it, Gina.
Well, I gotta go first. You said butthurt. I just think he's butthurt, to tell you the truth. I think they both had an understanding throughout those 7 years, and I just think now that she's moved on, he doesn't like that, or either he's wishing that he had stepped up to the plate sooner. That's it.
Queenie?
I hate to use that word. Words? But I'm gonna go with butthurt.
You going with butthurt? Doctor?
I concur. It's Queen.
He was like, wait, what were y'all talking
somebody
about?
Somebody said something about
so butt? We got three butthurts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I say the bitch is shady.
Of course you do.
I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Saying.
Okay. Butthurts.
Welp.
All right, sir. You have your homework. See if you can. Ooh, here's what you do. Put your phone in your pocket.
So here's what you do.
And put it on voice. Put the voice recorder on and just be like, baby, I got to ask. I know you with your new man and everything, but what happened between us? I just record that shit and send it in. The names will be changed to protect the innocent.
We don't know who he is either.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I will further protect the names. It sounded good, I'm damn
like,
it.
Oh, okay. I know, right? All right, I was like, do you know this?
Protect the names that we don't have. So.
Right.
Here you go.
Sounded
you
good go. For the moment.
Sure. All right, go ahead, goddammit. Keep it going.
Doctor, two finger, one finger.
Let's see. Oh, definitely two finger for the weather.
Of course.
Of course. Okay. I don't do it all the time.
You Sean. Fucking do.
Okay. You kiss my ass.
Okay.
One finger. To those motherfucking meter maids that always give me a fucking ticket in front of one of my stops every time, man. And the company that I'm with now, I have to pay half of that shit. Mm. That shit comes out on my check. And it's
you can't put a coin in a box.
It's not a pretty sight.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But
so fuck all you.
You say you park in the same space every time you get a ticket every time?
No, I say it in front of the same place that I service.
Uh-huh.
Every time I get a ticket.
Is there no parking right there?
No, it's a loading dock.
Mm-hmm.
The space with the loading dock is cars parked there. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you double park and run in the car.
I have no other choice. Right. I'm not parking fucking a block away from the stop and walking all that shit back down there. You know. But anyway.
It's not the responsibility of the stop. Shouldn't they make sure that the loading dock is clear for people dropping off things?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't.
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
That's what it's supposed to be. But it's so hard for an honest man to make an honest day living making a delivery. Apparently, it's, you know, but
they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't.
Now, that's my one. Is this an option? Mm-hmm. Like, could you, like pull up, like, double park, right? Mm-hmm. Boom, drop your load off, put it on the sidewalk, then go park and then come back?
No. It's too much shit.
I mean, I know it is. I'm just, you know, just playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian. Like you.
No, I wouldn't do that shit.
Okay, like we got another
one. Hold on, Brian. We have another one.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to find out, like, they don't like you to pull up in front, right? Maybe if you pull up in front and they start realizing that the loading dock is full, like, oh, yeah, I'm bringing this right through the front door where you don't want it to come.
No. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's not a loading dock. It's a loading zone. You might have a car length, maybe a car length and a half on a curb. It's not a loading zone where you can back up into a loading dock where you can back up into it. You only have, like I said, a car and a half length loading zone when there's people with just regular cars already parked now, right there on a curb.
Now, when you get the ticket, do they give them the ticket too?
That's another one.
See, if they get the ticket too, I'm cool. Because, I mean, wrong is wrong. I mean, I'm wrong. You know, but you know what? I used to have this dude on 17th Street. Mm. He used to tell me, block them in and make them so that they can't move. Mm. And I'll come and give them the ticket because you would be in the right if they weren't there. Of course, when he was gone, I hated life.
right.
But not that, you know. But, you know, that's the thing. I mean, at least what I would hate is when you see these cars in a loading dock and you give me the ticket and not them. At least all of us.
Right. I understand that. But, no. The thing about this company, I got to pay half. Yeah. You know, at the other company, they would pay all of it.
Yeah.
You know, but.
That no good. Wow.
But that's my one finger, two finger.
All right. Damn it.
Oh, it's me. Two fingers to my mom. She has been so awesome here lately. I just don't know what to say about her. Yeah, she has. She's been really great. And don't get me wrong, she's always great, but she's a little rough around the edges. So sometimes you don't feel like it's great, but it really is. But yeah.
Is she listening?
Probably not. You know, okay. She doesn't know how to turn on a computer, so she will never hear
this.
Yeah, so.
No, I was just like, oh, I'm going to clean up my act on the next show.
No, don't do that. So yeah, I give two fingers to her. Let's see. One finger to the devil. Mm. Yeah. He's like doing his job above and beyond. Mm. But at the end of the day, you know, you just got to persevere. So, one finger to the devil. Mm. There you go. You won't get me.
I just want to say, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to cut in on you. One finger, two finger. Cherish your mom, man.
Yes.
Okay. I swear to God, I miss my mother so much. Yeah. You know. So, whatever she does wrong that really gets on your nerve, just let it go. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? Mothers and fathers, whatever they do, I'm telling y'all, man. You know, because, you know, we're getting older. And your mother and fathers are not going to be here forever.
That's right.
You know? And that little petty stuff that you find so, you know, irritating and stuff like that, it's not that bad.
It really isn't that bad.
Just move it to the side and, you know.
I love her.
Cherish your folks, man. Yeah. Cherish your parents.
I'm awesome.
Sorry. Okay. And that's all I wanted to say. Keep it moving. Yeah.
I love you, Mom.
L-O-V. Wait, no. 1, 2, 3. L-O-V-E. Yeah. Hello.
Okay. That is not how the end goes.
You just took a shit.
other shit was a half hour ago.
Well, we all knew he wasn't going to remember, right?
Yeah, like a minute after
I'm not,
he played it.
I'm not the only one, right?
I knew.
Stop okay.
fucking busting my balls okay, over
I'm
here.
Just,
oh,
I'm just,
my.
Say your one just putting finger, it two fingers.
He didn't come to me yet, so I can't. I don't know if it's my turn.
Queen.
Oh, there it is. Hey. Let's see. I'm going to use my two fingers for... once again, Angela Davis, Donna Lee, Rashani, and Stone El Terrible. Thank you again. And Chess. And Kmart. And BTG. Thank you.
Socks McDermott.
Turn socks a lot. Let's see. My one finger. To this weather, because it... No, I'm just kidding.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't really have a one finger.
It's okay to have just two fingers.
Oh, I'm fine with it. See, I'm good.
I want to give two fingers. I want to give two fingers to good beer.
All right.
Good beer and good liquor. It does amazing things.
True that.
I want to give one finger to not knowing how to handle good beer, good liquor, bad beer, or bad liquor.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all in the same group if you don't know how to handle it.
Well, all right.
Fuck up relationships.
True that.
Fuck up friendships. You fuck up people's lives.
I feel there's a story behind that.
You fuck up people's time.
Yes.
All right.
There are stories about it. They both kind of have to do it. Both of my jobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Welp.
So. We've come to another one. The end of another one.
Hey. Forgot to tell people. You want to send some feedback in deepshow@yahoo.com? You want to leave us a voicemail?
750-1437.
You got it.
One IDS?
You got it.
Give it in. Yo!
What's up?
I'm gonna send a shout out to that whole Capital Eagle crew. Thank y'all for tuning in, listening, checking us out. Here at the IDS show. You know, Queen, I had to extend.
Remember, my dream job.
Remember how we used to say three shows? Just give us three and figure out if you can fuck with us or not.
Sure, yeah.
I extended it a little bit. Give us five.
Oh, okay.
Give us five. Figure out whether, you know, you like it or not. We're different.
True that.
We different. We say shit.
I'm like, is that a good thing or bad? That
a lot of people just won't or don't say.
Oh, well, that's true.
There you go.
Keep it real. That's what it is. That's how the young people say it. Keeping it real.
100.
So, you got to get out of here, man. And always in closing, we like to say,
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Thank you.